Interesting case. You have a fatality wreck, or a really serious wreck, and the driver that caused the wreck was specifically excluded under this commercial policy. The problem with this case is that the defendant owner of the business wanted that driver covered. They had specifically asked the agent to have that driver covered. And so when you see what happened is the insurance company got sued and the agent got sued. The insurance company got out on summary judgment. Why? Because the policy was clear and unambiguous that it excluded the driver. So there's no UM. There's no UAM. There's no liability. But the agent's on the hook. Because the agent, it's a great case if you ever find yourself in that situation. It talks about the language. The agent basically threw himself on the sword. He said, I didn't read the policy. I knew the insured wanted that coverage. I failed to tell the insured. I would have never let the insured sign that policy if I'd have realized that that driver was excluded. So what happened is of course, the agent loses. But in the meantime, the insured had to take out a loan to pay the damages for the case. So then the insured sues the agent. The agent is on the hook for repaying the loan, repaying interest, and then paying attorney's fees. Not truly the UIM case that I would really normally focus on, but what it tells me and that I use on a lot of my cases is don't look at a UIM case as a case that's only against the carrier. Maybe it's against the insurance adjuster, but it's also very likely a case that's against the agent.